ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ यच्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृताष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. The first section of the second Mundaka, first part of the second section, or second part, first section of the second part, what do you say? Upanishad presents the Lakshanam of Brahman, defines Brahman. How can Upanishad define Brahman? Verses of the Upanishad reveal the Swarupam of Brahman. I mean, they reflect the Swarupam of Brahman, the reality. So I said Upanishad uses two definitions. One is Swarupa Lakshanam, another one is Tatastha Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Lakshanam means definition actually. Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman means revealing the nature of Brahman, pointing at Brahman as the source of the creation, origin of the creation, or origin of the source of the universe. But Swarupa Lakshana means revealing the Swarup reality by negating what the reality is not, but by directly revealing the its Swarupam, the Swarupa Lakshana. And in the first section, we have two verses. There's a first verse which reveals the Swarupam of Brahman using Tatastha Lakshanam. And the second verse reveals Swarupam of Brahman using the Swarupa Lakshanam. What Brahman is not, the way what Brahman is. And we saw those two verse mantras. And thereafter, the third mantra onwards, the first mantra is elaborately discussed. What is given in the first mantra, said in the first mantra itself, is elaborately discussed in the following third mantra to the ninth mantra. So what is said here, that's what we said. I said, it's called Karana Karya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. When you say this Prakriya is a method of analyzing the creation, Srishtihi, or the method of analyzing the cause-effect system. You know, it's called Karana-Karya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. So using this methodology, the method of analyzing the Srishti or cause-effect system, now is in fact revealing the Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. That means what we say, we want to say, our purpose is to, purpose of heading Upanishad is to know what Brahman is, to know what the reality is, to discover what the reality is and that we ascertain what exactly the reality is, and you know, all that is there is only the reality. This is a fact about the reality, and this has to be, this vision has to be ascertained. And there is a purpose of having this ascertained vision also. What is the purpose? There is a purpose. We will not be interested in doing something which is useless. We are very clear about the purpose of having this vision of the oneness of non-duality of the reality. Ascertained vision of the reality, because we know our moksha, our fullness, our happiness, our limitation is in there. Our smallness, the individual, the smallness in non-individual, the problems of an individual will be resolved in this ascertained vision. And which is a spiritual pursuit, we know this. Therefore, our interest is only in having the ascertained vision of the reality. In this, discovering which, in recognizing which, one can resolve an identity with that reality. How thereby one becomes really, one discovers freedom which is already there. That is the purpose. Therefore, our interest is only in knowing what the reality is. We are not interested in really knowing what the universe is, what the source of the universe, how the universe has been come into being. We are not really interested. And the purpose of Upanishad also is what now? To reveal that reality only. So Upanishad is definitely not interested in teaching us how the universe has come into being. Please underline this statement, okay? Upanishads are not at all interested in revealing how the universe has come into being. Understand? Upanishad, in fact, is not interested in what is that from which universe has come into being also. But Upanishads talk about what? That from which universe has come into being. Why? Because Upanishad's aim is aiming at what? Revealing that Brahman, the reality. Isn't it? So Upanishads presents like this. Karyakarana Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya, use it Prakriya. What does every Upanishad presents different Srishti? The method, no? How the Srishti Prakriya differs from Upanishad to Upanishad. Doesn't matter. But one thing is common in all of them. What it says, whatever is the Srishti presented there, this Srishti has come into being. No? This creation has come into being from Brahman. It presents, starts like that. Well, how it says? It says all the subtle elements, Tattubodha also, and the gross elements, they all have come into being from Brahman. And from that only, you know, the earth, then we can say all the plants have come into being. Like that, how other beings come in, like that, it presents. And this Upanishad has its own way of presenting a Srishti. So it says, you know, so many things have come into being. And thereafter it says, Brahman is that, the absolute reality is that from which the universe has come into being. First sentence, remember the sentence, I'm repeating it. Absolute reality is that from which this universe has come into being. When it says that, one point accepts our perception. What is our perception? We think there is a creation. We think, human minds think that there is a creation. So Upanishads accept our perception that what? There is a creation. Upanishad does not deny our perception initially. No, does not deny our perception. Accept your perception. Why? It allows you, because it understands your perception, even if your perception is wrong, it accepts your perception from your standpoint. And Upanishad also knows that what the other standpoint you do not know, so Upanishad knows. The aim of Upanishad is to make you see the fact from Upanishad standpoint. That is the aim. The Upanishad accepts your perception. What is your perception? Generally what we think? There is a creation. This is our perception. There is a creation of the universe. Upanishad also accepts initially. So how does it accept? It says the whole universe has come into being from Brahman, the absolute reality. It says that. When it says, what does it mean? If the universe has come into being from the reality, then universe is what? Created. Anything created is what? Is as good as an effect. Effect. So that, then from next step it goes, that from which something has come into being is an effect. And that from which something has come into being is the cause. And that which has come into being is an effect. Therefore it says, Brahman is the cause. If the universe has come into being from the reality, then universe is the effect. If universe is the effect, then Brahman is the cause. It goes to the next step. It projects what now? It superimposes the status of being the cause upon Brahman. It doesn't know. Exactly, Brahman doesn't say I'm a cause or anything. it presents that. Brahman is as good as, Brahman is the cause. So what universe is the effect? Why universe is the effect, Brahman is the cause? Because universe has come into being from Brahman, the reality. Then next step it goes, first accepts. When it says universe has come into being from Brahman, the reality, therefore universe is the effect, Brahman is the cause, when it says, it accepts the human perception of creation being there. Thereafter, if it goes again one step ahead, it says, if universe is the effect, Brahman is the cause. Now we have to analyze any cause-effect. The cause and effect are never separable. Like wave is never separable from the water, chain is never separable from the gold, any earthenware is never separable from the clay, no furniture is separable from the wood, its cause. Therefore, effect and cause and effect are never separable. In fact, there is no distance between cause and the effect. Next step it goes, it says, therefore, if this universe is the karyam, we say karyam, the effect, Brahman is the cause, then what we have to understand now, there is no distance between Brahman, the cause, and universe, the effect. There is no distance. And thereafter, the cause is never dependent on its effect. Water is never dependent on its effect, wave or ocean. Whereas effect cannot exist at all independent of its cause. So cause is always independent and then effect is always dependent. Therefore, what now? That which has independent existence alone is Satyam. And that which does not have independent existence, that which has dependent existence is what? Mithya. So, cause is Satyam, effect is Mithya. When effect is Mithya means what? When you say Satyam means that which alone has countability. And Mithya is that which does not have countability. When you say that does not have countability means what? It cannot be counted as a second object, second thing. Why it cannot be counted as a second thing? Because it has no independent existence. An object which has independent existence alone can be counted as a second thing, has a countability. For example, if you take away this mic, when the mic is, chair is, shelf is, all the objects are there. How many things are here, objects are here? I can count. One, shelf one, sofa two, this is three, flower wash four, mic five. Like that I can count the objects. Why? Even if you take away one thing, still other thing can continue to exist. So the existence of sofa is not dependent on the existence of mic, or existence of mic is dependent on the existence of shelf. So what? That which has independent existence is what now can be counted as a second thing. Whereas here when you say cause and effect, we say you count cause as one object. You don't count an effect as a second thing. Why? Effect has no countability. Why? Because in the absence of cause, effect cannot exist at all by itself. Therefore, effect has no independent existence. Therefore, it cannot be counted as a second thing. But all that you can say is, effect is another order of the same reality. That is why it is called what? Mithya. Is it clear? It's very clear. Therefore, what now? The cause is Satyam, effect is Mithya. Therefore, cause has independent existence, Satyam. The Mithya, the effect has no independent existence. Therefore, it is not what we say. Therefore, cause is not Mithya. That which has independent existence is definitely not mithya, that which effect that which has dependent existence. Whereas this mithya, the effect mithya is nothing but satyam. Is it clear now? Nothing but satyam. Similarly here also, the Brahman, the reality, has what now? Can exist independent of the universe. Where the universe exists, universe does not exist, still the Brahman is always. Universe exists, awareness is. Universe is not, awareness is. How do you say? There is awareness of universe being resolved. Universe is not, experience is there, Brahman is. No experience is there, still Brahman is. There's always reality is. There's never a time reality is not there. Therefore, reality, Brahman, is not dependent on the existence of Brahman, the universe. Whereas universe cannot exist independent of Brahman. Therefore, what now? Brahman is satyam, universe is mithya. So, universe cannot be counted as a second thing. Why universe has no independent existence? There, because it cannot be counted as a second thing, what should you say? Brahman, the satyam, definitely is not anything in the universe, is not the universe, but the universe is nothing but Brahman. Now we say what? Therefore, because universe is nothing but Brahman, therefore what is universe now? Universe is only the manifestation of that Brahman only. Appearance of that Brahman only. Brahman alone appears as the universe. Understand now? Therefore what? Therefore, there is no creation. There is no creation. And there is only manifestation. What do you say here? The whole jagat is Brahman. Understand? So when you say this, all that you see, all that is here is nothing but Brahman. This arriving at this conclusion is what? In fact, you have negated what now? Srishti. How do you negate? You understood now. First you started with creation. Then you resolved the creation. Negated the creation. Have you understood this idea of how we begin, how we negate the creation? So Upanishads, don't think Upanishad accepts creation. Upanishad initially accepts your perception of creation being there, creation being real. And thereafter Upanishad negates the creation as mithya and saying creation is nothing, there is no creation, there is only manifestation which is mithya, which is nothing but Brahman. This is what is aimed at this Srishti Prakriya. So now we are seeing that Srishti Prakriya. Have you got this idea now? Have you understood this order? Yes. How Upanishad presents one after the other. This is the beauty of it. And you say there is no distance. That's why the inseparability, the non-separateness of the universe from reality is what? In fact, Advaita means Advaita Drishti. Advaita Drishti means what? Vision of the non-duality of the reality. In Advaita Drishti. That is the vision of the Shruti, and the Shruti's vision has to become our vision, then study has served its purpose. Study of Upanishads has served its purpose when the vision of the Upanishads becomes our vision. That's all. So now we are in the process. So we are in the Srishti Prakriya. Now remember this. Therefore, any Srishti Prakriya we come across, we should read now? Just without saying anything, without thinking something of big about it, just read how beautifully, poetically Upanishads presents Srishti. So this Upanishad does not say how this Srishti has come into being also. And then Upanishad makes it very clear how the universe has come into being from reality will always be mysterious. We don't need to really work hard to know that also. I told you last class also, we do not even know what is that from which the universe has come into being. Come into being. What is that without which universe cannot exist at all? Instead of asking, what is that without which universe cannot, the so-called universe of multifarious beings, constitution of multifarious things, cannot exist at all? That we do not know. Isn't it? So what is that from which the universe has come into being? We do not know. So how can you understand how the universe has come into being from that? I don't know whether you remember the example of last week what I gave you. When you do not know what is self-rising flower, understand, don't even know what is that wheat flower. Never saw in your lifetime what wheat flower is. And you're talking about the know-how of, method, how to make bread out of wheat flour. Is it possible? Without knowing what flour is, if you talk about how to mix the wheat flour and how to put in the oven and how to make a bread, it's all meaningless, isn't it? Similarly, we don't even know what the reality is, and how are we going to know how the universe has come into being? So whatever we talk about, how the universe has come into being from the reality is of useless, vain, isn't it? Discussion. Useless discussion. Unwanted discussion. Unnecessary discussion, which is useless. Doesn't serve any purpose. Isn't it? But here, what is that from which the universe has come into being, when you try to know, then you will understand universe has not come into being from that. Universe is just the manifestation of that. That without which universe cannot exist at all, that you can arrive at. That is the purpose. It's called, Tatastha Lakshanam. Isn't it? So Upanishad presents Srishti. So we saw last class, we've seen through two verses. This is the basis. You need to understand all these nine verses from 3rd to 9th. So we saw that
Etasmajayate
Pranaha Manaha Sarvendriyani cha Sarvendriyani cha
Sarvendriyani cha
Kham
Vayur
Jyotirapaha Prithivi Vishvasya Dharini. It goes like that. It started saying now. What is that? Etasmat Jayate. Etasmat Jayate. From this Brahman alone. What is from this Brahman? Why? Etasmat? From this alone. Etasmat what? Idilirindadan. Idilirindi. From this alone. From what? From this means from this Atma alone. Why it should be Atma? Because Atma is the nearest self. What is this Atma? The all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is also known, implied by another term, Brahman. But from that Brahman, the limitless reality, okay? I explained last class, what is limitlessness? Remember that. From that limitless reality, which is incomparably limitlessly big, which is free from time limitation, which is free from spatial limitation, which is free from object limitation, and which is free from all three possible limitations. Therefore, that which is incomparably limitlessly big, from that all-pervasive reality, which is this Atma, from this alone, what now? jayate, everything comes into being, is born, illam thonrugirathu. What is born here? Pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyanicha. So what are all these factors, subtle factors, which constitute the subtle body, which indwell the gross body, are said to be what? Born of that Brahman. Just presentation. Don't seriously think how when I soak the seed, next day the sprout comes. Like that, don't start imagining. Just understand from that has come. Upanishad presents like this. Mind, pranaha, all the physiological functions, the mind, all the thoughts which constitute the antakaranam, sarva indriyani, all the sense powers, all the powers of organs of actions. So all subtle factors have come into being. Cha is always and. In Sanskrit language, you can add cha and at the last. In Tamil we say, idliyum puttum dosayum sapitten we say. In English, what do you say? I had coffee, bread, no, and something else you add. Always you add few things and you add and last and add the last one. And this. You can't add and you don't need to say. In Sanskrit, you have that facility. You can say everything and add cha, last and. No, pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyani, cha, jayate. From where? Etasmat brahmanaha, from this Brahman alone. Thereafter, kham, he talks about all the elements also, no, which implies elementals also. Kham, vayuhu, jyotihi, apaha, prithivi. All the five elements. Look at this kham. Why the order here? Because kham, the space, is subtlest of the elements. Space is the subtlest of the elements. Why it's subtlest of the elements? It has only one gunaha. One gunaha. Less attribute it has, more pervasive it is. Now understand now. No, subtler it is. Subtler the element is. The space is the all pervasive. You know? And he has come. And it only one guna it has. Sound is the agunaha. Attribute of the space. Then vayuhu. Vayuhu is what now? Next in order, vayuhu, air. Air has two gunas. It has went wall, sound all, it has sound plus what? Touch. Then jyotihi. Jyotihi is completely gross element because it's available, it can be seen through just three gunas. That is why fire is available for three. No, it can be touch. It has touch. Form, you can see it. You can't see air. You can feel, isn't it? So here also, agnihi, apap, here, jyotihi is fire. Fire has three qualities. Therefore, it is gross compared to other elements. Apaha, waters have four gunas. Then prithivi, five. What is that? So grossest of the elements is what? Prithivi, the earth. So all this gross element, grossest element, subtle elements, all the five have come into being from this Brahman alone. When it says, it also means what all the elementals also have come into being from that Brahman. Then what is this Prithvi? He gives one example, Vishvasya Dharini, the sustainer of the universe. Why? As a source of vegetation, which the food alone sustains all the beings. Sustain the lives of all the beings. That food is nothing but vegetation. Vegetation is nothing, not it's only from the earth. Therefore, earth is called Bhumata. We always say Bhumata. You know that? Bhumata, in Sanskritam, in India, we always bow to, even to dig anything small to touch, we do. No? Padas Parsham Kshamaswame. Because I walk on you, O Mother Earth, please forgive me. Because Padas Parsham Kshamaswa, please forgive me for placing my feet on thee. Know why? Because your mother. Why your mother? You're feeding. Whoever feeds is a mother. You know that. That's why one who feeds is looked upon as a mother. Understand? My earth is a mother. Why food is vegetation? Vegetation is from the earth. That is why whole Devi, in Tiruvannamalai, Devi is called Apita Kuchamba. Mother. you know that. Not literally like a mother, but still one who feeds everything. Everybody is Kapita Kuchamba. You know? So why I'm saying here? So here the universe, this earth is said to be the sustainer of the universe. So this universe, to all the elements, so what this mantra says? This mantra says all the subtle factors of all the beings, look at this, not one being, all the subtle factors which indwell all the beings, they're all born of Brahman. They come into being from Brahman. And all the elements and the elementals also have come into being from Brahman. That's the meaning. Yes, it says. Thereafter, the fourth mantra we saw last week also. Agnir Murdha. Chakshushi Chandra Surya. Chakshushi Chandra Surya. Dishashrotre. Vag. Vivrutascha. Vedah. Vayuv Prano. Hridayam Vishwam. Asya Padbhyam Prithivi Hi Yeshah Sarvabhuta Antaratma. So he says, now he presents, if everything is Brahman, you know, if everything has come into being from that Brahman, then you have to say what? Not only this. Not only these things have come into being, even all the cosmos includes what? All the unknown worlds also. Known Jagat, unknown worlds also had to include all the worlds Shastras talk about, which are really imperceptible, which is not even comprehensible for us. If you talk about heaven and narakam and sorga, naraka, what do we know about hell and heaven? What do we know? We don't know. Can we prove it is not there at all? No. Can we accept it is there? No. So what is it then? It's a matter for belief. So what do we do now? All we believe, you know, there are worlds, higher worlds, there are lower worlds. So what? All of them are what? No. So therefore he says, you know, if at all anything, okay, all of them are what? Have come into being from Brahman, the reality. Everything that is here, which forms part of the cosmos, is what now? Universe has come into being from Brahman alone. Therefore, what now? You can say, if Brahman is not the cosmos, but the cosmos is Brahman. Is it clear now? Brahman is not the cosmos, but the cosmos is nothing but Brahman. How do we say? Because Brahman is Satyam, cosmos is Mithya. Why do you say cosmos is mithya, Brahman is satyam? Because Brahman can exist independent of the cosmos, whereas Jagat, the cosmos, cannot exist independent of Brahman. Therefore, what? Can you say cosmos second thing? No, we cannot say, because it cannot exist independent of Brahman. So what? It cannot be counted as a second thing. So what we have to say? Brahman alone is there. Brahman is not this Jagat, cosmos, Jagat. But Jagat is nothing but Brahman. This whole universe is nothing but Brahman. Therefore what? Whole universe, cosmos is Brahman. Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat. And so, no, Sarvam Jalamayam. Sarvaha Samudraha Jalamayaha. Jalam is not Samudraha, but entire Samudraha is nothing but Jalam. Therefore what? Jalamayaha Samudraha Brahmamayam Jagat. Is it clear now? No. So Brahman is not Jagat, but Jagat is Brahman. So what is there now as Jagat? Jagat is nothing but Brahman. What is there is only Brahman. So I want to personify this whole. No, I want to personify this. So Upanishad says, okay, Upanishad personifies that Brahman as a Purusha, cosmic person. Understand how? Cosmic person. What's you going to present a cosmic person? So he says, now, okay, if there's a cosmic person, and what is the head of that who, what is the, what forms the head of the cosmic person? Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupaha. One who is in the form of the universe, that which is in the form of the universe, Vishwarupaha. Isn't it? So, Agnihi Murdha. Murdha means head. What is it which forms the head of the cosmic person? Head is Agnihi. Agnihi here means what? Not fire. But what does it stand for? Here the word Agnihi stands for the effulgent, radiant, you know, heaven. Swarg, no? Heavenly, higher worlds. Heaven. Heaven is all the worlds above which are no, incomprehensible. And those stand for what? The head of the, forms the head of this cosmic person. Then what about the Chakshushi? What are the two eyes of this cosmic person? Sun and moon. You can say any source of light is the eye of. Imagine if there is, if Bhagavan is the whole, what are the eyes? What are the eyes of this person, cosmic person? Sun and moon, two sources of light form the two eyes of this cosmic person, Virat Purushaha. Then Dishaha Shrotre, all these quarters, eight quarters, no, which stand for the entire space is what now? Stand for the two ears of this Virat Purusha. Just that, no, personifying. Then Vag Vivritascha Vedaha. Vivritascha Vedaha, all these Vedas, you know, the treasures of knowledge, in fact, expression of what? They are nothing, they are all the form of words. Knowledge expressed is what? Shabda. What is Shabdaha? Word is a sound expression of the knowledge in the form of thought. Where all the Vedas are what now? The speech of this Virat Purusha. Just, you know, presentation that is. Based on this presentation only, the personification of the cosmic person only, all our Puranas depict, or you know, depict the abstract facts. And we really mistake it. Really speaking, don't imagine. It's all understanding. You have to understand correctly things. Vayuhu pranaha. Then what is Vayuhu? Vayuhu is the prana of this cosmic person. Why? Every individual being is, no, it has these physiological functions without which the survival is not possible. Energy means energy is how? Where is energy seen? How is energy maintained in the body? How the body is made energetic? Because of the pranas. And these pranas are this life. Life of the, you know, is the life of the beings actually. These pranas, you know, are dependent on what? For their survival, the vayu. Isn't it? That vayu is what? In fact, vayu, the air element, which is the source of these pranas, is the pranas of the cosmic, prana of the cosmic person. Isn't this the personification? Virat Purushaha. Then, as Vishwam Asya Hridayam. Vishwam, this universe, this Jagat is what? Asya Hridayam. Hridayam literally means heart. And we also here understand the mind. Why heart is the Golaka, mind is the Indriyam. Therefore, this entire universe is what now? Mind of the Virat Purusha. What do you mean by that? See, the universe is nothing but projection of the mind. You know that? Suppose in deep sleep state, what happens? You fall asleep. In deep sleep state, what happens? Eye sense is resolved, all the thoughts are resolved, no perception, there is no universe. Where is the universe? Where is the universe? It is resolved. For you, it is not there. Then you perceive dream. In the dream, what happens? You have projection of your own dream world. There maker is the you. There is no maker, material, and the made universe outside of you. All are mind, isn't it? the dream world, who is the maker of the dream world? What is the material record for the dream world? And what is the made dream world? Where is the dream world? The dream world is not outside of the thought. The material record for the creating the dream world also is not outside of the thought. Understand? The maker of the dream world also is what? Not outside of the mind. All the three are one, isn't it? Creation, created, and the maker, and the material, and the made, all are what? One and the same. Thought. Isn't it? Okay, then dream also goes, then you wake up. Wake up means what? The whole universe. Mind is up, the universe is. Mind is resolved, universe is not. Mind is up, the universe is. Mind is resolved, universe is not. See, from your mind, you have to understand the dream world is nothing but just the projection of knowledge of the mind, isn't it? You can never dream something, please understand very carefully, you can never dream something which you do not know. Anything you dream, you must have already known through some source or the other. It is impossible for one to dream about something which one does not know at all. Impossible. Now if you say, no, Swamini, I have seen somebody I never met in my lifetime. I never knew that person. But still I saw somebody in my dream. Or I tasted a fruit, which is not at all available in the universe. Some fruit I tasted, which is not available in the market, which is not available in any country. There is no such fruit at all. But still I taste the fruit. If you say also, I can say, you can combine in your mind. All day we drink lot of mixed juices, pineapple and guava together. Apple and so many mixed juice we are drinking. We have our own knowledge. So we can imagine, understand, the mind can always imagine things. Even then, the mixed up also is somewhere known. So what I want to say, it is impossible for you to dream about something which you do not know at all. Whatever you dream, you know about those what you have dreamt. You can mix up things and you can dream. I can go and see snow in India. Coimbatore not. Of course, Himalayas it always snows. We never had snowfall in Coimbatore, but I can go and dream. It is possible, you know that. Because I see snowing here and I go to the hot place. I can imagine. It's possible. Such jumbling of thoughts are possible. Therefore, what I say, when you say that, it's all what knows, so knowledge, isn't it? Whatever projected in your dream is already known to you. Therefore, what I want to say, the universe, what is there, is only expression of, the dream is expression of the knowledge, the projection of the knowledge, what you have stored and collected and what you know, what you see, what you talk, what you feel, everything is what already you know. It's nothing outside of the mind, isn't it? Similarly, if you see, look at this whole cosmos also. Yesterday, you were for your dream world, you individual, are the maker, material, and the may. Understand? The dream world is you. The dream, knowledge also is you. How to make the dream world, okay? How to produce the knowledge also not outside of the you, the thought. The dreamer is you, dream world is you, the dreamt is you, everything is you. Isn't it? Maker, material, and the made, everything is you. But once you wake up, you don't see anything outside of you. Do you see anything outside of you? You are the one who is experiencing the dream. But once you wake up, where is the dreamer? Resolved and baker. Where is the dream now? The dream experience is resolved in the experience, dreamer. Where is the dreamt world now? Resolved. All the three are you, isn't it? Similarly, see, keeping in, with this understanding, you have to understand, in the dream world, everything is you, then this whole cosmos is what? No, similarly, nothing but manifestation of knowledge. That knowledge is not outside of Brahman. Is it clear now? Therefore, what you say, the whole cosmos is the slight disturbance in the Brahman. Understand now? Slightest disturbance in the mind of Brahman is what? Ishvara is this universe. Therefore, the universe is nothing but, that's why universe is said to be the mind of Brahman. Mind of Triya, Ishvara. The cosmic person. So that's the, here, it's a personification. What is this universe? The whole universe is the mind of the cosmic person. Just the presentation. Then Prithivi, this earth is what? Earth is the feet of the cosmic person. And now he says, so the earth forms the feet of the cosmic person. The whole cosmos, the whole earth, universe is what now? Is the mind of the cosmic person. Sun and moon are the, form the two eyes of the cosmic person. The disha, all the directions form the two eyes of the cosmic person. The heaven forms the head of the cosmic person. So what? The soul cosmos is the person. Understand now? Whole cosmos is Ishvara the Virat. Virat, therefore he says, but not only universe is, because the whole cosmos is the Ishvara. Therefore, if you ask me, who is Rojarji? If you ask, head alone is not the Rojarji. Only two hands are not Rojarji. Two thighs are not Rojar. One not the two feet are Rojar. Understand now? All of them together form what? One person, isn't it? Which of these is Rojar? If you ask him, which of these is Rojar? If you say, the head, the legs, the thighs, the hands, the feet, the whole trunk, everything with the mind, with the seeing power, with all the powers, understand? With all the capacity to think and speak and ask, everything is the person, isn't it? It's not just the only one part. Which is he? So you say the whole Virat Purushaha means what? A heaven alone is not the Virat. Understand now? Heaven, all these quarters, the whole cosmos is nothing but Virat Purushaha. Vishwarupaha. The whole Jagat is Ishvara. The whole Jagat is Brahman. The reality. A not only whole Jagat is Brahman, the reality, underlying reality, which lends existence to this Jagat also is what? The self of the Jagat also is what? Brahman. Antaratma. Understand now? He eshaha Antaratma. You have to say the two things. Universe is Brahman. So what is then? Self of Brahman also is what? Brahman. Ocean is H2O. The self of underlying reality of the ocean also is what? Wave is H2O. And the reality of wave is what? H2O. Is it clear now? So Antaratma. Yeshahi Antaratma. The innermost self of all those objects, all these which constitute the whole cosmic person, the Virat, everything is also what? The self of everything is what here? Brahman. In fact, this mantra says, there is nothing which is not Brahman. Is it clear now? This gives you an idea first. It has to be very, very clear. Then, having said that, it continues. The same srishti continues again. It is given a person in a nutshell. The srishti again elaborates on the same thing, same prakriya. Tasmat. Have you understood the srishti prakriya? Have you understood karanakarya prakriya? Have you understood how Upanishad presents, accepts the creation initially, thereafter it makes you understand there is no creation, there is only manifestation. and how a person understands the whole, all that is, there is only Brahman. He says, universe is Brahman. Then the reality of the universe also is what? Brahman. The Antaratma, he said. Now, same thing is, further it goes. Tasmat. Here, we have to be very patient. It has given an idea now, but still it has to help us. Okay, where is the Brahman? Okay, this Brahman, which is the reality of the whole, which alone is there as the universe, where is it available for recognition? That it has to say. That was going to come later on. Okay, now it slowly develops the presence. Before even going to arrive at that, what exactly is that Brahman reality? The Brahman reality, what exactly is that reality? In what form can this mind recognize that reality? No, it has to tell us later on. But before that, it presents, it develops subject matter. Tasmat
Agnihi
Samidha
Samidho
Yasya Suryaha
Somat
Parjanyaha
Oshadhayaha
Prithivyam
Puman
Retasinchati
Yoshitayam
Bahvi Prajaha
Purushat
Samprasutaha. Okay. Now he says, having presented a Srishti in a nutshell, there was a mantra which revealed the Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Which revealed Brahman through Tatastha Lakshanam. Then that Tatastha Lakshanam mantra was further elaborately discussed, and a Srishti was in a nutshell, and it said how everything is Brahman. The Virat has been presented. Now he says, how all the beings have come into being, all the beings, all the living beings, how have they come into being? How have they come into existence? That is said in this mantra. Tasmat.
You
said tasmat, tasmat brahmanaha. Tasmat brahmanaha, e tasmat atmanaha. From that Brahman which is this atma, which is this self, from that Brahman alone, yes, samprasutaha, prasutaha means what, are born, are delivered, came into being, came into existence. What all came into being? He says, bahvihi prajaha, no, prajaha, beings, varieties of living beings, prajaha. No, bahvihi means varieties of being, not one being, varieties of beings, what he says, samprasutaha, were born, or have come into being, existence, you know, how do they come into being? He says, purushat, Purushat means what? From that Purusha alone, from that cosmic person alone, from that reality alone, from that Brahman alone, all the beings are born. So he explains how. He says, Agnihi, Tasmad Agnihi. Again the word Agnihi, in the previous one we saw different words, isn't it? Heaven. So here again, Agnihi Murda Visa. Again Agnihi is used here. Agnihi in this verses, Agnihi does not mean fire, it means effulgent heavens. Okay? Higher worlds. Agnihi, not only Agnihi, he says Samidha. Samidha means literally it means a fuel. Samidha is a fuel. Okay, literally it means fuel. So fuel of that fire, what is the fire here? Heavens is what he says. Yasya Suryaha. Yasya Suryaha. So Agni, the heavens are the fire. Okay, heavens are the fire. The heavens, the fires, have come into being from that Brahman. Of the effulgence, the light of the heavens also is what now? The sun. Sun, just this, it says sun. Sun also has come into being from where? From that Brahman. All the heavenly worlds, all the higher worlds, the heavens, and the effulgence of the heaven, the sun, also have come into being from where? From that Brahman. Agnihi, and also Samidaha, Suryaha, Samidaha. Samid literally means fuel, but here you should take it as what? The effulgence of the heavens. Who is the effulgence of the heavens? The sun. They all have come into being from where? From Brahman, Tasmat. Okay, now he says, Somat Parjanyaha. Somat Parjanyaha. In present, Somat Parjanyaha. See, what is Somaha? Literally means moon. Literally means moon. So now it's understood, moon has come into being from sun. Simply, he says that. No, from sun. But actually what? Moon also has come into being from sun alone. The moon, you can also say what? No, vapors. When the sun is there, water gets evaporated. Isn't it? Water gets evaporated. The water vapor alone become what later on? Clouds. So, Parjanyaha means water vapors. Parjanyaha means water. Parjanyaha also means clouds. Understand? So, Parjanyaha. So, here moons means what? So, the moon means what? The moon can be literal moon, or it can also mean what now? The water vapor. How does the water vapor come? Because of the sunlight. It is evaporation. And the water vapor comes. The water vapor also is what now? Basically, water vapor and the moon, they all have come into being from where? From that Brahman. And later on, suppose that water vapor becomes what now? Rains. It comes as rains. Rains also is from where now? From Brahman. When the rains come, then from the earth, what comes? Oshadayaha, all the herbs. All the herbs, where do they come from? From the earth. So the herbs, all the vegetation, the entire world of vegetation, which is now, which comes into being from the earth, is also from that Brahman. So prithivyam oshadaya, so rains, the vegetation, the earth, and from the earth, from where the vegetation comes, the moon, the water vapor, which, you know, the, from, you know, which become clouds, and from where the rain water falls. All of them have come from what? From Brahman. Just the presentation. Don't take it very seriously. In Taittiriya, we present the entire different srishti. Just we are reading to understand this, that's all. Then, what happens? What is that? Vegetation is what now? Food for us. Any living being survives on vegetation. Know that? Vegetation is the basic food for all the living beings. And so food eaten becomes what? Food eaten. So food alone becomes what? Energy of the man. The man's energy is the food eaten by man. The woman's energy also is what? Food eaten. Now, energy is nothing but modified form of food energy. Therefore, what now he says? That the man's seed, now which he places into woman, is also what? Nothing but modified form of food energy. Food essence of food energy only. So he says, Puman Retaha Sinchati. Therefore, the all this, you know, all the sources of the seeds of males of various species. Look at, you know, the seeds of male seeds and sperms of various different species are all nothing but modified form of its food essence. And that mixed with, into the place in, you know, female systems, what happens now? That is also nothing but Brahman. That's also from Brahman. Then he says, thereby all the beings which are born now, all the beings which are born are also nothing but Brahman. They're all from Brahman alone. Bahvihi prajaha. So all these beings which are born are all from what now? All of them are from Brahman. Purushat samprasutaha. Just to say, everything is from that Brahman. See, here I had talked to something about when you say the word upasanam. Upasanam means meditation, isn't it? General upasana means meditation. And then suppose when you're asked to visualize something upon something, it is actually upasanam. There is a small murti here, a small devi here. Look at this, there's a picture here. Okay, it's a picture. And here, this is a small picture. In this picture, I ask you, the whole, all wealth, all prosperity, prosperity in all forms. You can't even imagine, okay? All forms of prosperity. You visualize Devi as a source of all forms of prosperity, all forms of wealth. All forms of wealth, you visualize this form, see this form, a source of all forms of wealth. Is this picture all forms of wealth? No. Isn't it? When you see, okay, it means you visualize, it's called visualizing, seeing something upon seeing, something upon something else. You have something as a symbol, and you see something else in it. So generally upasanam means when you say, okay, now you see this, and here in this you visualize something differently, I say. Visualize or see this as something. And you say you don't really see the flower as a flower. You see something and that. Okay, see this flower as Devi. Or see this fire as Agni, say, it's called visualizing. Visualization means atasmin tad buddhi, means seeing something in that what it is not. Seeing something different. That is what we say, atasmin tas buddhi. That is, for upasanam, you should do that. So here actually, when you say, you know, I see, okay, you take one wave, and look at that wave as water. Look at that wave as water. When I say, what do you do? Look at the wave as water means, wave becomes symbol for water. Wave becomes symbol for water. Look at the wave as water. When you say, wave becomes symbol for water, then what do? You superimpose the wave upon the water, and you see the wave, no? You see the wave. You see the, in fact, don't see the water, but you see the wave as the water. That is, okay, it's called superimposition. If you say wave is water, that is knowledge. Wave is water means knowledge. If you see wave as water means superimposition. Two different things. It is for upasanam. Understand? So here, in this now, you see, we don't have much doubts at all, okay? Because we are very preliminary level. So, but Shankara assumes that you might have such doubt. What is presented here, is it upasanam or knowledge? This mantra says, from that Brahman alone, this has come, that has come, vegetation has come, moon has come, sun has come, all these higher worlds have come, the effulgence of higher worlds have come, all these, no, sun has come. All the light, everything has come, vegetation has come into being, and all the food eaten by the, you know, the beings. The food also is what now? Come from Brahman. Sperm is Brahman, ovum is Brahman, and then the space in woman, it becomes all, it gives rise to the birth of new beings. They're all from Brahman. When it says, what does it try to convey? Does it ask us to visualize? No. It is not meant for upasanam here. Please understand. Visualization here. It says, a water is not the wave, but the wave is water. Isn't it? This is what is knowledge. We should not mistake what is meant for knowledge for what? Or meditation. It is not simply to see, oh, see the sun, see the Bhagavan in sun. We shouldn't say that. See the Lord in everything. See the Lord, look at it, see the Lord in everything. It's nice to say that, no? See the Lord in everything. See the tree as Lord. See the tree as Lord. See the moon as Lord. See the sun as Lord. See the space as Brahman. Look at that as Brahman. Look at this as Brahman. See the earth as Brahman. See all the plants as Brahman. See all the living beings as Brahman. See the virus as Brahman. You know that? See the flu as Brahman. See any back pain as Brahman. Means what? Upasanam. Understand now? It's that visualizing. It's called what now? Visualize. Seeing something as something. In fact, Brahman is not backache. But there's no backache with the Brahman, isn't it? Brahman is not back pain. Brahman is not the tree. Brahman is not a small bug. Understand now? Therefore, what now? When you say, see this as Brahman. Adai Irevanahappar. Anaitim Irevanahappar. Okay? Adai Irevanahappar. See that as the Lord. See this as the Lord. See that as Brahman. When you say, seeing something as Brahman is what now? Visualization. This is called meditation. Understand now? Upasanam. That is for what? Antahkarana naishchalyam. Mental steadiness. And also it gives a mental purity also. Trying to. You're not able to see everything as Brahman. But you try to see everything as Brahman. Okay? Really speaking, not that. But you see Brahman. No. When you see the tree as Brahman means what? Brahman is, understand now, you see the, atasmin tad buddhihi. Brahman is not the tree. Brahman is not the tree. But when I said, see the tree as Brahman means, I tell you to see Brahman as tree. Isn't it? Seeing Brahman in something which is not Brahman. Brahman is not the tree. Isn't it? Brahman is not the tree. But it says, see tree as Brahman. Means what? Seeing Brahman in something which it is not. Brahman is not that. It is meant for what? It is called visualization. Okay? Seeing something as something is called visualization, which is called upasanam. Ondrai matrundraha parthal. Adi aduvaha parthal. Maratta irivanaha parthal. Understand? Seeing tree as Brahman. As. Seeing birds as Brahman. Seeing animals as Brahman. Seeing the sun as Brahman. Seeing the sky as Brahman. Stars as Brahman. Is what? Visualization. But if you say tree is Brahman. Not as. Is. Okay? Tree is Brahman. Stars are Brahman. Universe is Brahman. as and the ease. Look at this. Change this, such a big difference. When he said everything is Brahman, means what? Knowledge. Understand now? We say, see the wave as water. If I say it is upasanam, it is for visualizing something. If I say wave is water, it is knowledge. Am I very clear now? So here Shankara, Adishankara thinks we may have a doubt. So here this verse says it is not for visualization, it is for understanding. Understand now? When you say samprasutaha, all the beings have come into being, that has come into being, this has come into being, means what? A Brahman is not anything, but all the beings, all the vegetation, the earth, the waters, the rains, the clouds, the sun, the moon, the heavens, everything is Brahman. Brahman is not any of these things. Is it clear now? Okay. Now further he goes again on and on. We'll see that. Not least tasmat. Now he's going to explain. Further he goes. Same thing is repeated. Tasmat. Richaha. Sama.
Sama.
Yajumshi,
Yajnascha,
Dikshaha, Yajnascha Sarve, Kratavaha,
Dakshinascha,
Samvatsarascha,
Yajamanascha,
Lokaha,
Somaha,
Yatra Pavate,
Yatra Suryaha.
Okay. He says, again he continues the same thing, same srishti is continued.